When you're at home, don't miss Black and Abdallah. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
It is not a headphone issue for Chris Bleck. We were delayed. Friendly conversations before the start of the weekend with the Tom Waddle.
No, we were delayed.
Your routine was delayed because we were having pleasantries with Tom Waddle.
I don't think it was being delayed.
It's not delayed. But normally, if you don't come out of break right away, it's because you're futzing with your headphones.
I don't futz.
You don't have to dump futz. I saw you reach.
No. I was just turning my mic on and off.
Futz all I want, you futzer.
Whoa. All right, Bleck and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. Hey, it's Friday night. All calls welcome. Friday night calls. Let's do this. I mean, it's our favorite night of the week because we get to talk to you, and the calls are always awesome on Friday nights. Who knows what they'll be about? The Bears are searching for a head coach and a GM. That seems like this process is going swimmingly
to this point, right?
Like,
no, I'm just done
just
with it.
Adding names
to
the list. What do we got? We have 26 names. We have people who are now pulling their name out of the hat, but then we're adding more names and second interviews. The whole situation seems to be botched. I'll tell you this. My thought on the Bears is that at no point are the Bears going to hire their forever coach. I think that's pretty clear. Whatever they come to the conclusion of after this search, because we got new reports today from Dan Graziano at ESPN suggesting that Jim Caldwell is likely to be the guy who will be the head coach for the Chicago Bears.
True.
Whoever they land on, whoever that guy is, it's not going to be your forever coach. It's going to be a guy who's maybe a friend of Bill Polian's, a loose connection of Bill Polian's, and that in 3 to 4 years, we'll be doing this all over again. We're not getting that guy who's going to be here for 10-plus years, and this franchise will be stable going forward.
I just think that whoever they hire, I have no confidence in them getting the right guy. I don't have confidence in them taking a chance on someone who I think would be a good first-time head coach or someone who is not wrongfully fired, but like who deserves a second chance, like Brian Flores, and the other one would be Brian Daboll. So I like both those guys. Those are my top two candidates. And it seems like with the Giants hiring of Joe Shane. With Joe Shane hiring, one of those two guys is going to be hired by the Giants, right? That's what the tea leaves, the smoke screens, that's what they're saying.
That's what it seems.
And if you follow the other side, the tea leaves, the smoke screens, the Grazianos, the Fowlers, the Breers, the Rappaports, it seems like the Bears are going to get Leslie Frazier or Jim Caldwell, which two things. One, meh, okay, they might be good, they might not be. Like you said, they're not a forever coach. I'm not finding, like, this is, we keep comparing it to The Bachelor. I'm going to be like, yeah, cool, I'll be with this person. I just won The Bachelor. Like, congrats, Leslie Frazier. Congrats, Jim Caldwell. You just won The Bachelor. But guess what? Love's not going to work out for you. And you're either going to be on Bachelor in Paradise. The Bears are going to be on Bachelor in Paradise again, or searching for love again in a new season and getting a second chance at love. Because you don't find your forever person this way. Like, those two guys, they might be fine head coaches. They might be super nice guys. They might interview very well. Leslie Frazier, former Bear, has the connection. You know, Caldwell has the connection to Polian as well. But these are just guys. I'm not saying that Dable's the forever coach, but at least it's someone who could build the offense and take it into the 21st century, or whatever century we're in now, whatever year this is, 2022, and take it there. As opposed to what these guys are going to do. So what, you're going to bring in Leslie Frazier as your coach and Dennis Allen as your offensive coordinator? Like, what are we doing here?
Well, Dennis Allen won't be the offensive coordinator. He is trying to get this job. He's trying to get the head coaching job.
Well, like, what are we? It's just
boys. Dennis Allen is a former coach who failed in one spot and now looking for a second opportunity. There's also rumors out there today that possibly he could be a name to replace Sean Payton in New Orleans, which then would beg the question, well, where's Sean Payton going?
Yeah.
Is Sean Payton moving somewhere else? I mean, and so, listen, I think some of this, I have to blame myself for this. I came into this studio and I told you here on this show that I wanted a coach with prior head coaching experience. It seems as if the leaders into the clubhouse at this point are guys who have been head coaches before. Leslie Frazier, right? Jim Caldwell.
Yeah.
We've seen multiple interviews for individuals like Doug Peterson. Dennis Allen will get an interview. Brian Flores has been interviewed. You know, there's a lot of names out there that will be talked to. Tomorrow they'll talk to Todd Bowles. He's been previous a head coach in the National Football League. These are the names I've suggested to you in this studio on this show. It seems as if those are the names the Bears are going to go for. The problem is, it seems like they're going to settle for one of the names on the list that we wanted, but that's like the easiest possible option.
Well, the one of the names on the list that you wanted.
Well,
that's
no,
the
but
difference.
What I'm saying,
I don't want any of these dudes.
Well,
I'm sorry. I just don't.
I just think Jim Caldwell or Leslie Frazier are the two easiest options. And that's why I go to the idea that they're not going to get their forever coach. That's what this is going to boil down to, is that we're going to get a guy who may make the team respectable. We'll have a couple of seasons of respectability with the Chicago Bears. They'll be like a game over 500. Maybe Justin Fields improves. Maybe he's legit. And then we'll be like 3 to 4 years from now going, but don't they need someone to get him over the edge? You know, it's the same conversation we had at the end of the run with Lovie Smith. Lovie wasn't winning enough for us, but he had a respectable program.
But like,
and that's what this feels like.
Well, and also to me, what's Bill Polian doing? Like, you know how you can look and see if you have mutual followers with people?
Yeah.
Couldn't you just look and see who Bill Polian's been connected to and then just interviewed them? Like, if you wanted to hire this dude, this is a waste of money. And it's not my money. And it's not like it's part of the salary cap is going to, you know, hiring Bill Polian and having him do this. But now, one, they had to go through this whole process with him, and he's just hiring or interviewing his guys, and it seems like those guys are the favorites. And two, now they're behind the eight ball on this because the Giants have already hired someone, and it seems like the Vikings are on the cusp of hiring someone, and they're still doing interviews.
Because now what's next up for the Giants is they will hire a head coach.
Yeah.
And the two names you love, Brian Daboll or Brian Flores.
And Daboll.
Yeah. Daboll and Flores, mm-hmm. Both Bryans. They're both favorites to be the guys in New York. Giants may very well decide in the next 24 to 48 hours that one of these dudes should be their head coach, and boom, they're off the board. And meanwhile, we've got George and Polian with their little warm milks as they prepare for slumber, going around doing these interviews two at a time. We'll be here till what? St. Patrick's Day, at least. We'll be here
until
Easter. What's
after St. Patrick's Day? Easter.
We'll be here. Baseball will resolve their lockout issue.
We'll still be interviewing.
They will be at opening day.
Who drafts? Who does the draft?
Well, it doesn't matter. We'll send Stan.
Well, they don't have any picks
Staley.
Anyway.
Staley will
picks
go.
Anyway.
Staley will go. The mascot.
Staley.
He'll be there. All right. So keeping our eyes on that. Also, Bulls and Bucks play tonight. That's going to be a good game. We'll talk some Bulls and Bucks with you, too, here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app.
I said, will it?
Yeah, I think it will be. I think they'll play a good game tonight. Okay. I think the Bucks will win, but I think the Bulls will play a good game. All calls welcome. Friday night calls. It's Black and Abdallah. We go to Brad on the candy. Brad, you're on ESPN 1000.
Guys, give me 2 seconds. I don't know if you can hear me.
I'll give you
can
five. You I'll give you five, Brad. I'll give you 5 seconds.
Right, I'm on the Kennedy. I was under one of those underpasses. You know, I wasn't sure if I came through. It was like
oh,
the perfect
okay.
Time.
No, we got you.
So all right, sweet. So honestly, guys, I just have a quick question for you. So while they're, you know, getting the warm milk, sitting around trying to figure out, you know, how to conduct these interviews.
Yeah.
I just want to ask you guys, what are the questions that Ted and George come up with? You think that they're asking these guys?
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm just curious.
I like that. I'm curious,
too. Before bedtime and everything, I'm sure they discuss the questions, you know. What was your favorite color?
What makes you uncomfortable?
What happens when you're down by 20, but a pigeon flies onto the field? How would you handle that situation? I like feeding the birds.
Is that an old person thing to go feed the birds? Right?
Yeah.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, thanks,
one.
Brad. Thank you for the phone call. We go to Gary on the north side. Gary, you're on ESPN 1000. All calls welcome. What's up, Gary?
All right. I know I'm going to miss the fight song bit with you guys. That is so comedy, so corny, dude.
Thank you.
But I got to do one for you. I think every time you start talking about all these names and this ongoing search, you should have the backdrop of the Benny Hill theme music going out in the man, while you guys are talking. That's what's up.
Yeah, it's a clown show, right?
It is a straight clown show, and I need a favor, man. I'm really hoping you guys can help out with this. Is there a way that we can get the Boxer Man song on YouTube or something?
Well, we don't own the rights to the Boxer Man, Gary. We'd have to call the Boxer Man and try to get him on the YouTube.
Yeah, and Gary, thank you for the phone call. Yes, we are privileged here at ESPN 1000 to be the ones that opened a letter that was sent, a package that was sent to the station, just marked towards ESPN 1000. It was mailed in. And it had a CD inside. And the song was called Boxer Man. Mm-hmm. And this was it.
Here we go again. We kick it. Welterweight belts.
I think we need a remake.
UFC, MMA.
We got to call it Bears Man.
Mayweather Boxer.
And just name the candidates.
Holly Holmes. Cage fights. McGregor payoffs. Contracts. Girl boxing. Rings. ESPN TV.
Girl boxing.
Sugar Ray Leonard. Monster Drink. Rockstar. Mellow Yellow Drinks. Pepsi Coke.
Leslie Frazier, Doug Holly Peterson, Holmes, Brian Dable, Nathaniel Hackett, Todd Bowles, Go Bulls Go, Byron Leftwich, Matty Rufus, Quinn, Brian Flores, Jim Caldwell, Dennis Allen, Morocco Brown, Quizzy, Glenn Cook, Jeff Ireland, Brand Carton, Rick Smith, Omar Khan.
This song was sent in.
Mm-hmm.
And it came with a letter that our guy who wrote the song wanted, what, $100,000 to be able to make music videos with it?
Yes.
And the letter was wet.
Yeah,
like, it was clearly a previously
wet. It had been wet.
Yeah, it was a letter that was wet at one point.
It had been wet.
And so, you know, we have the song here. We play it from time to time.
M.A.L. McGregor contract.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Stand back, Jake Leno.
Right.
Kylie Jenner girls.
What?
Mama said knock you out. L-O-Q-J.
Joe Wooden.
And so we've played it from time to time. If you go to the Black and Abdallah podcast archives, we actually called number that was on the letter, and we talked to the individual who sent the song Boxer Man. It's on there. It's on the podcast page of Black and Abdallah. It's fantastic. Salim and Elgin.
Salim.
What's up, Salim?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up?
Long time, man.
Hey.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I was wanted to call in about the Bears GM and coaching search, and I feel like you mentioned earlier, there are like 26 people.
Yeah,
that's way too many people, and they feel like that just shows that they don't have direction. And I want to use an example. Like, we've all interviewed for jobs, right? Mm-hmm. And usually the jobs have certain requirements. They have like direction on who they want to interview. They aren't interviewing like a bunch of random people with different qualifications. You know, that's what the Bears seem like they're doing. They're like, have too many people. They seem lost in this process, like chickens with their heads cut off. I mean, like, what do you guys think? That just, it just seems like you guys have mentioned that they're going to hire the wrong people. It just feels like, yeah, they don't know what they want, really.
Salim, you know what's also bothered me is, like, it wasn't that this was shocking that they would have two openings at these two positions at the end of the season. Like,
right.
It's weird to me that they needed to go outside the organization after the season to then find someone to help them with their search. You probably should have started this, what, in week 12? When you knew that Matt Nagy was a dead man walking and that Ryan Pace, his team wasn't likely to get him to the playoffs, so he was likely going to be fired as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and look at the Bulls, how they did. Like, they interviewed, like, they started the process, like, months before the season, like, when it was that COVID break, and they had, like, a set of people. They didn't have, like, we're just going to go to every team and pick somebody and interview each person from every team. They had, like, a group of people. Some people said, you know, we don't want to leave our organization, whatever. But it was like maybe like what? People that you could count on your hand that they interviewed? Maybe they had an idea of what they wanted. And, you know, the Bears don't. That's basically what it comes down to.
Yeah, I'm with you, Salim. Bulls win tonight?
I'm hoping. I don't know. I haven't been online and on Twitter and been paying attention to who's in and out. I don't know what the Bucks' health is looking like. Is Drew Holiday still out?
I don't know that off the top of my head.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm thinking it's a loss, but we'll see. Maybe I feel like Caruso is a big part of their defense. Like, he's literally their defense, I feel like, with a lot of, like, not only because he's a great point of attack defender, especially when the Bulls use their base defense as the drop coverage. He's, like, so important in that regard. And also the communication on defense is much better with him on the floor. So you never know. They could maybe steal a win there. So we'll see. But I'm thinking probably a loss.
All right. Good stuff, Salim. We'll talk to you later, all right?
No, one more thing. I want to shout out Will Chase.
Oh, shout out to Will Chase.
Shout out Will.
Absolutely. Good call, Salim.
Take care, guys.
All right, Black and Abdallah, all calls welcome. Friday Night Calls. You're next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Excuse you? Then you do it. No, you do it then. You do it.
All calls welcome, Friday Night Calls.
That's what I thought.
It's Black and Abdallah. Did you say something?
You heard me.
What? 312-332-3776. Oh, no, here we go.
Oh, no.
Here's Mitchell in Des Plaines. Hello, Mitchell.
Hey, what's going on there, Team Sagittarius, Team Gemini, long time, you know, on a Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
I know that all calls are welcome.
Absolutely.
As opposed to all calls that are not welcome, for those that don't understand. I'd like to bring to your attention a few things. First of all, thing you've called, we don't know. Do we know if Justin Fields is going to be a great perennial divisional leader in the NFC North? We don't know. Do we have any idea that the Bears are going to be competent in actually finding a GM and a head coach that are going to actually materialize and manifest wins? We don't know. Do we know if the NASDAQ is going to find its bottom so I don't have to eat cat food? We don't know. The bottom line is this, okay? As people are basically panicking in the streets because Wall Street has decided to go down, okay, in this early year of January, which is only a short-term problem with rising interest rates.
Isn't like time to buy, here, right, Mitchell?
Oh, absolutely. In all fairness, let me just stop my little rant there. Yes, if you're an investor right now, because with rising interest rates, it has an inverse relationship to stocks. Yep. Now, the NASDAQ, which is the technology, which you guys love, right? You can't stop with your technology. It's taken basically a bloodbath the last 2.5 weeks. Trust me, I have a lot going on in technology with my funds, and it's very sad to see, but I understand the correction. We haven't had a big correction since basically November of 2020, to be exact. But who's keeping score, folks? Please. The bottom line is this. Yes, to answer your question, Gemini, that's what I like about you. Because you know why? You have an affinity to understand the big picture when it comes to money. You know why? Because you're a Gemini. You have a duality, and I love it.
Yeah.
The bottom line is this. If you are into what I call into the indexes, okay, that's the Dow. For those that need a refreshing course, it's the Dow, the leading indicator. You got your NASDAQ, which deals with tech, and you got your S&P 500. Those are your three main indexes. I would go right now because obviously there's a huge lull in technology that deals with your Apples, that deals with, you know, Netflix came out with this ridiculous report. They're not getting their subscribers. Well, that's a spoiled brat because you know why? There's more competition on the block, folks. Listen, like there's competition with all these coaching vacancies, right? So everyone's trying to race to the top or the bottom, depending on where you flow, okay, where you are in the pecking order of who's going to be the next basically coach of the Chicago Bears. But folks, I bring to your attention the following, okay? Mark Trestman wasn't bad his first year. He had a great relationship with Josh McCown when Cutler got hurt, and they, I think, were second overall that year in offense. So don't cry me a river, okay? And second of all, for those that have gone down the road of coaching through the collegiate level, other coaches that were head coaches of NFL, teams come into a situation they failed miserably. So there's no guarantee that's going to work out. Do you get what I'm saying here, Daddy-O? I mean, you know, Trestman was a head coach multiple times in the Canadian Football League, took some of his teams to the Grey Cup, which is equal to the Super Bowl, okay? And, you know, it didn't translate well in the NFL, and I get that. Okay, but here's the bottom line. Okay, Gemini, I want you to know that there's a dark horse in the picture because you know damn well that the Bears organization does everything inverted. And for those that don't understand, you're fired. Okay, inverted means that they don't do anything normal. It's basically you're at the helm of somebody who likes to do things out of the box. They're very nonlinear. It's all about control because, folks, it is all about the money. Now, I'm talking about the allocations of the money. I'm talking about how that money is being delivered. They're going to get the best buy for the least amount of money because you know why? That's the whole point of supply and demand. You've got all these coaches, right, and all these different levels that are competing for the slot of the GM and the head coach of Chicago. I see it as this, Team Gemini and Team Sagittarius.
Yes.
You're going to find out very quickly after February 3rd, okay, and I said that earlier a few weeks ago, because we're in Mercury retrograde and Venus is retrograde, which means that both money and basically communications is basically inside, is outside in, meaning that there's going to be delays. There's going to be what I call things that are going to be extended because it's not going to work out the way you think it is. The terms and conditions are going to basically change dramatically. The bottom line is this. After February 3rd, you're going to find out who that person is. And trust me, all the neophytes that have been speculating, okay, they got it totally wrong. Find somebody, literally, that's outside the box. That's going to be your GM. That's going to be your head coach. And that is the bottom line.
Thank you, Mitchell.
Hey, buy on the NASDAQ. And yeah. I'll tell you what, you're not going to regret it. And you know what? I wish you guys a lot of abundance. Make some money.
I'm with you, Mitchell. Thank you for the phone call. We'll talk to you later. Have a good weekend.
You too.
I was actually reading about Netflix and what Mitchell was talking about and their stock earlier today. I mean, here's an idea. Maybe you shouldn't have so many damn shows. Maybe make better shows. You'll get more subscribers. That's a thought. You have all these random shows. You click on the guide, you're just scrolling. There's endless scrolling. None of your shows look good. Okay. None of them do. I get it. Ozark comes out today. You got to have more than that.
But you know what their big thing is?
They just have algorithms of all this nonsense, stuff that you'll never watch. Scroll through the guide, and there's all this stuff you'll never see.
You know what their big thing is, though? Their big thing is comedy. And because of COVID, a lot... Like, remember there was a time when, like, a new comedy special was up, like, every other day?
Yeah, no.
Now, because of COVID...
It's bad business
now
plan.
It's a lot... Well, you can't business plan for COVID.
Well, I'm just saying, you got to pivot.
So, like, on what day is the 25th? Whatever day the 25th is, there's a new Aziz Ansari special coming out on Netflix. And now comedians are getting back on the road and they're filming specials and they're putting them on Netflix. And then they can, you know, like, you had to film... Like, stuff was on hiatus for a while, too, because you couldn't film it.
Mitchell mentioned Inside Out. Do you remember the Inside Out boy from Nickelodeon?
Yeah,
you remember
that? He went over and he came over back.
On the swing set, he went over and his body.
I love
that.
That was so fun. I loved it.
Max in Long Beach, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Max?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
Hey, well, I was just curious. They need Bill Pullian to come up with Caldwell and Frazier. I mean, George and Ted.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, what? I mean, it's a joke.
I'm with you, Max.
100%.
I mean, it's incredible. That was my comment. I mean,
he's just hiring his friends. You could have just been like, "Oh, who's he been connected to? Oh, Leslie Frazier. Oh, Jim Caldwell. Cool. Wikipedia told me that."
Yeah, yeah. And George and Ted couldn't come up with that on their own.
Well, that's not surprising.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Max.
Thanks, Max. Appreciate you, Drew in Mount Prospect. You're on ESPN 1000. All calls welcome. What's up, Drew?
Holla, holla, holla at my boys, Black and Abdallah.
I like that.
How y'all doing, man? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You good?
Oh, man, I'm fabulous. I got two things, man, I want to talk about. So I'm going to do the Bears thing because obviously everybody's always talking about Bears and then one Bulls thing. But for the Bears, right, you guys were kind of hinting at this a little bit earlier. But as I'm looking at these coaches and GMs, right, I'm not giving my rose to any of these coaches, right? They come at me. They need to understand if they want this rose, if they want me to accept their rose, I'm going to need them to know that I got a quarterback in my hand, a.k.a. my child, Justin Fields, that they need to be okay with. Otherwise, I don't know if I want to talk to these guys, right? That should be a staple, right? And then the other thing about the Bulls is, right, and I'm switching it here real quickly, but, I mean, is Vooch becoming that guy where you're like, you know, such a great guy. Love him. You know what I mean? Like, love him. Great guy. But should we move on?
What do you mean move on?
I disagree
what are you moving
on to? Both of your takes.
What are you moving on to, Drew?
Well, we're not moving on anything, but I'm saying everyone is talking about Vooch like this guy is the third best player, right? And, like, we're all hanging on to this belief that, you know, he's going to be the guy in the clutch that's going to come through. And literally every game he has not. And it's just started to happen where, like, now it all falls on him and he's not executing. And I feel like that's going to be our crutch. He's, like, I don't want to say that, I don't want to put him in this category, but, man, is he going to be Carlos Boozer for us, or is he going to be the guy we need that we've always craved for, a man in the middle that can actually score and be clutch for us, right? Where is he going to fall?
Well, I mean, listen, I don't think he's Carlos Boozer, and thanks for the call, Drew. He's averaging this year 16 points, 11 rebounds per. He also has 3.5 assists per game. He hasn't played to his best. He's been an all-star previously with the Orlando Magic. He's also got a different role on this team.
Mm-hmm.
His role is to be the defensive guy who's covering a lot of ground as a big, who's out on the perimeter, but also covering for the guards in the paint. And then also, on offense, his job is to pass the basketball and move it along and to hit some open shots. And the shots haven't necessarily been falling for him. But if you notice, when he gets the ball on offense, it usually doesn't stop.
Yeah,
he's pretty good at facilitating the offense and continuing to move it on to the next person to allow someone else to score. So I don't think this is a Boozer situation at all, because I think, quite frankly, at many times, Boozer didn't add anything. Like, Boozer was an empty player on a lot of nights, where Vucevic, even though he may not always be scoring the basketball, he's doing other things to help out.
He just yelled a lot. And look, I like Justin Fields a lot. You know, I think he's shown a lot of flashes. I think that in the right, with the right offensive-minded coach, I think he can flourish. I think he can take that next step. But I'm not married to the idea that the new head coach has to be married to Justin Fields. He's on a rookie deal. If he doesn't work out, he doesn't work out, and you move on. I want the coach to be open to anything. I'm not saying I want a head coach that's going to come in and be like, we need to trade Justin Fields right now. Like, I don't like him. That's not what I want. I want someone that's going to come in and say, my plan is to try to develop Justin Fields. He's on a rookie deal. If in the next 2 years he shows no growth, we move on. Simple as that. And we find the next, and we do this again. Because to me, I want a successful team. And if a successful team means not having Justin Fields on it, then so be it. I just don't think that the last coaching staff and the last offense and Matt Nagy didn't give him a chance to succeed.
Friday Night Calls, all calls welcome. You're with Black and Abdallah.
Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Dre on the South Side, all calls welcome. Dre, you're on ESPN 1000.
What's up, boys? What's up? How y'all feeling?
We're good, man.
I just wanted to say, you know what, Abdallah, I just wanted to apologize for calling you ahead all these years.
Okay,
but then
thank you.
You proved me wrong with your hating of the boy Justin Fields.
I'm not hating on him. How am I hating on him?
You see, he's the quarterback of the future.
I heard
you
it.
You see, you're just a hater. Now you're sounding like Black wanting to trade away Zach LaVine.
Not what I said.
You know what I'm saying?
Nope. You got to listen, Dre. Are you listening?
None is clogging my ears, buddy. None is clogging my ears. I just heard you hating on Justin Fields.
All I said was, I want a coach who's open everything. And if the coach comes in and goes, I'll give Justin Fields a couple years, but if he doesn't develop the way we want him to, why not? Do you want them to stick with Justin Fields even though he doesn't develop? Do you want Trubisky again?
Abdallah, you're hating though, bro, because I already seen it. Yeah. We see he's the quarterback of the future. There's no need for no more debate.
Yeah, have you seen it? Have you seen that he's the quarterback of the future?
What is what it's all about? That's our secret. We had a dumb, whatever you want to call him, of a head coach, and he was on his way to ruining our quarterback, and that's why they packed him up out of here. But I don't think the Bears had the wherewithal to do what's correct, so I'm still worried. And my boy Black, please stop hating on Zach LaVine. He's the only thing that we get.
Hey, he's going to be back. He's going to be back soon. He's going to lead this team to the playoffs. Let's go.
Oh, man. I'm worried about my Bulls, too, baby boys. Like, they tanking hard now. I think they
stop. No, you sound like a hater,
coming
Dre.
Back down
to
reality.
You sound like a hater, Dre. You say that I sound like a hater.
They coming back down to reality. Y'all, hey, take it easy, guys.
Have a good night, Dre.
Man.
It's Dre on the South Side. Frank in the Ukrainian Village. Frank, you're on ESPN 1000.
Frank!
Hi, guys.
What's up?
I know you guys enjoy conspiracy theories, or as most humans will say, truth. I just saw on ESPN that the NFL has now once again changed its COVID protocol.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
So unvaccinated players, which they say is just 12 players, and Aaron Rodgers happens to be just one of the 12, are not going to be tested unless they're symptomatic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So if you're living in Green Bay and you have the snuffles, are you symptomatic?
I think it depends on what you feel and think.
Do you see that like all the cases of COVID had completely disappeared in like the last 3 weeks since the NFL?
Yeah, Frank. Well, didn't you know the solution to the pandemic is the NFL playoffs?
The playoffs start.
Yeah, the playoffs begin,
then that is the cure.
It goes away.
We've been waiting for.
Yeah. I mean, jeez. Yeah, no, all season long, guys are out on the COVID list, this, that, and the other. NFL playoffs, everyone's
10,
good.
12.
Everyone's
week,
good.
And now, boom, nothing.
Yeah.
One guy, I heard on Waddle and Sylvie, there was one guy listed for this weekend with COVID. And then they changed the protocol just for unvaccinated, who happens to be, guess what, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he's one of them.
It's a scam. Roger Goodell should win, you know, it's humanitarian of the century.
Yeah,
thank you for taking my call, guys.
Thanks, Frank. And go ahead, Frank. Yeah.
No. I'm going to let it go this time.
No, go ahead. Yeah. We just had Dre on.
Well, you know, I mean, it's still, can you say no to Zach LaVine for Dame straight up? Because before it was yes.
All right. Goodbye,
can
Frank.
Say no.
No, Frank. No? Frank, make him answer the question.
No, he's injured now. You take LaVine.
Before
Dame's going to be
injured,
out the rest of the season.
Before he got injured.
He's out for the rest of the season.
Before he got injured.
You were a yes. You were a yes.
Well, he's hurt now.
You were a yes, though.
He's 32, man.
He's 32.
All right, we got to get to all our calls. All right,
Zach
Frank.
Zach is 26, my friend.
No, I know. I know. Yeah.
Remember
and
how
John
old he is.
And John is 22.
Yeah.
So I'd always go with Josh.
Morant or LaVine, straight up.
Right now?
Yeah.
Please.
Come on.
Please.
Morant for LaVine, straight up.
Please.
You doing it?
Please.
Dean
Downtown, you're on ESPN.
Dean?
You're saying you wouldn't take Ja Morant over Zach LaVine. Is that what you're suggesting?
I ain't a hater, bro.
Dean Downtown. Dean, what's up?
Dean?
I'm definitely taking Ja Morant. Come on, guys. Assalamu alaikum, Eric, Chris, and Adam.
What?
Happy Friday.
Hello.
I want to give a special shout out to my best friend, Keith Kreisel in Long Island, for his dog, French Fry, undergoing a much needed and very much appreciated successful sex transplant surgery. Congratulations. Now, thank you so much to the caller for bringing up Boxer Man. I mean, what are you laughing at? The dog identified as a male, and it wouldn't stop humping everything around.
All right. Keep it moving.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much to the caller for bringing up Boxer Man. I was listening, and I believe that guy's from D.C., or the package was from D.C., so good luck to him. I was listening live when that happened. That was wonderful. And I wanted to touch on Meatloaf. You know, I remember being like a young man, like 7 years old, Adam, and I saw this music video and I thought to myself, something's not right. You know, it was like watching a Broadway play of Beauty and the Beast, and Cap has to be the only person on earth to call Meatloaf a legend and then say that he does not like Meatloaf, the dish, which is a delicacy. You know, it's not something you eat all the time, but if you get it right.
I like Meatloaf.
Yeah, Meatloaf's
okay.
Yeah.
Well, also, you don't eat swine, Adam, so you don't have a lot of options like me and Bleck do. It's either chicken or beef. Or
it's always beef. Who eats a meatloaf that's not beef?
He can eat fish. You eat fish?
I eat fish.
I'd like a good fish loaf every now and then. Take that!
Speaking of meatloaf, coming up, the song of the night.
You're listening to Bleck and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Download the podcast of Bleck and Abdallah on the ESPN Chicago app. Thank you to Eric Ostrowski producing tonight's show and every show this week. Shout out to Eric. Check out our podcast of the Song of the Night podcast that gets posted on Saturday mornings. All the songs of the night throughout the week get posted as one podcast, and it gets released on Saturday mornings. Check that out. It's Bleck and Abdallah with you here for 10 more minutes here on ESPN 1000. We'll be back next Monday night. Starting at 6 right here on ESPN 1000. Also starting at 2 with Waddle and Sylvie
right here on ESPN 1000. Each night here on the show, we like to bring to you the song of the night at around 6:50. Here we go. Song of the night time.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's song of the night.
Yo, later.
Tonight, we go to Meatloaf. I'd Do Anything for Love from 1993. We salute Meatloaf on the song of the night.
And I would do anything for love. I'd run right into hell and back. I would do anything for love. I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact. But I'll never forget the way you feel right now.
We got news on Thursday that Meatloaf passed away on Thursday. He was 74. The larger-than-life rocker whose 1977 debut album, Bat Out of Hell, one of the all-time greatest-selling albums in music history.
Yeah, I mean, he was 74, like you mentioned. He kind of disappeared for a while. You know, everybody knows him from this song. From the Dashboard song, and then Rocky Horror Picture Show, with his performance in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. But like this song, I think I heard this song like every day for like 2 years. Once,
big Meatloaf fan.
Oh yeah, I love this song.
I agree with the Twitch chat. This song reminds me of the Dr. Pepper commercials as well.
Yeah. So when I lived overseas in Saudi Arabia, we had Armed Forces Radio, and it was like the one English radio station.
Sure.
And so I listened to it a lot. And in when this song came out, I think I heard it every day because it was so popular.
It was the only song they played?
And then, well, I mean, they had other songs, but like this was popular, so they played it a ton. My parents had the tape, so they also played it all the time. It was Saudi Arabia, too, so the devil on the cover was Bat Out of Hell.
It was covered up.
They scratched it out. But this song just, like, reminds me of, like, that big, like, operatic rock music, which is awesome, like Queen and this song. And, like, I always compare it to Guns N' Roses' November Rain, where Slash is literally standing on top of a mountain and playing guitar. Forgot he was in Spice World too.
Yeah. I mean, he was in Fight Club.
Yeah,
he had a big role in Fight Club.
Yeah.
He released 12 studio albums. Last one being in 2016.
Not to further bring the mood down, but we also lost Louis Anderson
I love Louie.
Shout out to Life with Louie.
That show was awesome.
Such a good cartoon. Such a good cartoon.
I know Carmen mentioned it earlier today, and everyone in the sewer was like, what? I was like, that show was awesome.
Yeah, that cartoon was great. I put it like the same category as like Bobby's World.
Yeah.
Where like that
yeah,
was,
it worked, man.
That was right there. I love those two shows.
We salute Meatloaf. Passes away at 74. Song of the night.
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
All right, Song of the Night. And Abdallah, here on the show, we've decided that we want to end our Friday nights and the end of the week with something different. We have a new
song of the night.
No, we have a new segment idea, and we want to give it a try. We want to see if this is going to be a thing that we continue to do.
Uh-huh.
So are you ready for it now, or do you want to explain it, or should we just go right
into it? Well, we want to end the night with a party.
Yeah,
it's
I
Friday
mean,
listen, night. We're
some
going
Friday
to party.
Night vibes. We call
There's
it Friday
a Bulls
night
game coming
vibes.
Up.
Let's go, Eric, hit it. All right, Friday night vibes. We're heading into the weekend. It's Black and Abdallah. Here with you on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. Feel good vibes, right? Like,
yeah.
We want to take our friends into the weekend with us.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, right?
Yeah, we're going to highlight a few things from the week.
So we'll listen to some Zac Brown Band.
I got a piece of land out in the countryside. Lay back and smell the sun. Warm up the Georgia pie. It's so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? Because I know I got some good.
So, like, we think back throughout the week, Abdallah, and, you know, I think to, like, who do we got here?
No, I'm not being reckless.
Oh, it's our friend Eddie
from the north side.
Eddie on the north side. He's there with us. All right, Eddie, what's up?
I'm not being reckless.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm not being reckless.
Who else do we have with us? Our friends hanging into the weekend. Weekend vibes.
Some Mo?
Who wants to track Black?
Wow.
Why would you want to even track him?
Oh, is that Mo in Frankfurt?
Who wants to track Black?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why
Mo
would
wanted
you want
to
even
know
track him?
Why anybody would want to track
kidding.
You?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know why someone would.
I'm just kidding.
How about this?
If somebody starts following
Jane
you, drive to a fire station and lay on your horn.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, I'm just kidding.
Jane's giving you good life advice. That is good life advice from Jane.
I'm just kidding.
What else do we have?
If you're being followed
as we head into the weekend. If I'm being followed. Come on now.
Well, if you like chocolate cake.
Oh, Andy Reid.
And you eat a piece, and then you have one dangled in front of your face, you're probably going to want to eat that too.
Well, it's a big game this weekend for
I
the Chiefs,
I want some chocolate
right?
cake right now, I'll tell you that.
Well, if you
I got
like
some
chocolate cake.
Pizza's already on the way.
And you eat a piece, and then you have one dangled in front of your face, you're probably going to want to eat that too.
Friday night vibes, hanging into the weekend. What else do we have? We have friends all over.
For the first time my wife took a shirt off, I was like, this is it. Forever.
Oh, yeah. Fat Jack. What up, Fat Jack?
For the
Fat
first Jack, time
my
I feel
wife
you,
took
man.
Shirt off, I was like, this is it. Forever.
All the time. Forever.
I am the world heavyweight champion of hiding things in cars.
Dean.
For many years
oh,
of experience.
Downtown. He's with us heading into the weekend. All right, Dean.
I am the world heavyweight champion of hiding things in cars from many years of experience.
I'm just kidding.
Everything I need. And nothing that I don't.
I'm just kidding.
That was great. What else have we got? Who's here?
Thank you. I'm going to the movies.
Oh, LeBron.
With my wife, man.
Oh, hi, LeBron.
He's going to the movies.
Thank you. I'm going to the movies with my wife, man. There you go.
LeBron's there. Okay. All
I wonder what he saw.
I don't know. Space Jam still out?
No.
All right.
Go watch Murder, She Wrote and get drunk.
Oh, okay. You can do that.
Fat Jack's there
Fat
as
Fat Jack
well.
Wants you to go to Murder, She Wrote right. and get drunk. All right.
All right. Sounds good. Zac Brown Band. Black and Abdallah.
I'm just kidding.
I think that's my new favorite drop.
And nothing that I don't.
Have a great weekend.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.